This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, thank you for tuning in today. I am sitting at my desk on a sunny, relaxed, and hot Friday morning, looking at a beautiful bouquet of red roses on my desk here. Yesterday, my husband surprised me with an incredibly big bouquet of 100 roses, 100 red roses for our fourth anniversary. So that was a wonderful surprise, and they're shining here on my desk while I record a podcast for you. This podcast is about how you can increase your conversion rate on sales goals. So how can you make it easier for potential clients to say yes to you? And you might think that I am going to talk to you about how to do a good sales goal, or some tips and tricks on what to say or what not to say in a sales goal. And that is not what I'm going to share with you today. I absolutely believe in the importance of a good sales goal. I help my clients, doing a good sales call. We practice sales call sometimes, but I don't think that the most important key to a yes is in the sales call. I think that the most important key is in the process before the sales call. You want to get somebody on a call that is already warm. Somebody who's ready to buy. And that's what I want to teach you today. So before you say yes to a certain program, to a certain investment, you tick certain boxes. Everybody ticks certain boxes. And you want to get somebody on a call that already has a good amount of boxes ticked for themselves. That's when a sales call will be easy, will be flowing, and the chances of your potential client saying yes increase drastically. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Which boxes do you want to tick before the sales call? A good question to ask yourself also to gain more understanding about this process is to ask yourself, what are the boxes that I tick for myself before I say yes to a certain investment or a person or a service provider or a program? What are the boxes that I tick for myself? What are the triggers for me to book a sales call? That gives you information about what anybody needs in order to say yes to an investment or in order to say yes to a program or to book a sales call. So this podcast is especially for you if you are booking sales calls with people that are ideal clients. You can help them. They're perfect for your service, but they're not ready. It's not a hell yes. There's a lot of doubt. On one hand, it's like their ideal clients, they have no reason not to say yes, but at the same time, you feel like they're not completely convinced. And it's probably because they don't have all their boxes ticked. And you need to have all your boxes ticked in order for it to be a hell yes. So let's just go through those boxes. What are those boxes that need to be ticked in order for somebody to say yes? And how can you do that practically? All right, box number one, somebody starts following you on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, or somebody joins your email list and it's like, hey, I like her vibe. You know, that's why you start following somebody, right? It's like, okay, it's interesting and I like her vibe. So in order for your potential clients or community to like your vibe, show yourself. Show yourself. Show yourself consistently. The more we see you, the more we like you. And I mean your community, your potential clients. Important here is not only that you show yourself consistently, but also that you show us your face, actually your face, and not just pictures of your breakfast or your dog or nature or whatever. The more we see your face, the more it helps us see you as a leader, as an authority, and the faster the likability, I'm not sure if that's a word, but the faster we'll like you. Basically. So that's why video works so well, because with video, it's easier to feel somebody's vibe, right? To see how somebody speaks, how somebody moves, the words they use, but also their body language and everything. It's the whole package that we get when we see you on video. That's why video works so well. So that's the first box. It's like, okay, I like her vibe. The next one is, all right, I really like her, right? And that's because you show your personality. You make a joke. You show us things about your life. You share your story. You start really liking somebody when you feel a connection, right? So how can you help people to like you even more? It's by sharing you. Show yourself. You don't have to be anybody else than yourself. Just be authentic, be yourself, make the jokes that you usually would make if you would make them. You know, don't force yourself to make a joke, or just share something about your life or your story, a transformation you've made, something vulnerable. But those things help attract your tribe. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Helped attract the people that are your ideal clients and push away the people that are not, that were never going to say yes anyway, right? So show yourself. That's basically the next box. I want to mention that for some service providers, this is more important than for others. So for example, if I hire an accountant, I don't need to like her personality. Right? I do wanna vibe with her, that's for sure. I wanna vibe with her, but I don't need to necessarily like her personality. Whether when it comes to a coach, that's much more important. So I wanna have mentioned that. All right, so the next box is I can see that she's an expert. So like you, really like you, and now I'm starting to see, hey, you walk your talk. The transformation you're selling, you're living that. If you sell health, I can see how healthy you are because your skin looks really good, your hair is shining, and I see that you have healthy habits, and maybe you even show me a transformation from how it used to be before and how you feel now. You really walk your talk. You lead by example. When you're a manifestation expert, you know, you really want to show us what you've manifested or how you manifest currently, what that looks like for you. Lead by example. So I can see that you're an expert. You share value. You walk your talk. You lead by example. And the next box is where I start realizing I need that, or I want it. What you're selling is something that I also want. So how do you do that? You write the things that your ideal client needs to hear. If you're not sure what your ideal client needs to hear, you want to do more research. You want to dive deeper into who your ideal client is and understand him or her so that you can start talking directly to this person. If you start talking directly to this person, boxes will be ticked, right? Because you trigger me with your content, because you said exactly what I needed to hear, or that shift that you helped me make actually worked for me, you know? I see how you're helping other clients. I might identify with those people. So I'm starting to realize what you're selling is something that I want and or need. Now, the next thing, because there are probably a lot of people that sell what you sell. They sell the same transformation, but they don't sell it the same way you do it, because you have your unique method. I mean, everybody has a unique method. Even if you're not aware of it, you do have it. So you want to talk about why what you do works so well. Why is your method so effective, so good? My method is obviously the combination of strategy and energy. That's my method. When people get on a sales call with me, that's part of why they get on a sales call with me and not with a business strategist that focused just 100% on strategy, right? I mean, and that's her unique selling point. She uses that to convince her audience that her method is the best. So it doesn't matter what your method is, but it's a good idea to share about your method and why it is so effective, because people will start resonating, and that's how you stand out. And that's how people start feeling, all right, I want to work with you and not with the other person who sells me the exact same transformation. So that's a box you want to take. Another thing is you become top of mind at one point. And you become top of mind by being really visible everywhere. I mean, that's one way. But also it's a good idea to have, for example, either a blog or a podcast or a YouTube channel, a place where people can tune in and binge your content. Because while people are ticking boxes and deciding whether or not they want to work with you, basically, you know, the process before they book a call, and this is a process you want people to go through, I'm not very eager to book calls with people who started following me yesterday. I mean, in some cases, that might be interesting, especially if I'm selling something lower priced, but otherwise I prefer that this person warms up while they hang out on my social media and they listen to my podcast and they really tick all the boxes, they get ready to make an investment with me. So, and again, this is different for different service provider. If you're a web designer, it's completely different. People might be ready in one day to buy from you, but if you're a coach like me, that could take a little bit longer, right? So you want to become top of mind, and it's a good idea to have a certain channel where people can binge your content, because consuming is converting. When people consume a lot of your content, the chances of them becoming a client becomes bigger. And so it's a good idea to have a place where people can go to and binge your content and go through that process by themselves. So becoming top of mind. The next box is the trust box. The trust box is a big one. People are never going to become a client with you if they don't trust you. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter if you're a web designer or a copywriter or a business coach or a life coach. If people don't trust you, they're not going to become clients. So this is something you really want to work on. How can you work on that? Social proof is very important. Share social proof. And I would want to encourage you to share social proof in different ways. So screenshots are great, and I think they're very effective. But also it's a very good idea to invite clients on your podcast, ask clients to record a video in which they share their experience, their transformation. Share different kinds of social proof and share it often. But there are a lot of other ways in which you can build credibility and help people trust you. because I for some people who might listen to this who feel like I didn't work with a lot of clients yet, don't worry. You can still build trust. You can build trust by sharing your own transformation. You can build trust by sharing knowledge. You can build trust by sharing that you were invited as a speaker, you know, that you were invited on podcasts, that you had a webinar that was very successful and you had a lot of signups, that you have a Facebook group that's really awesome, that, you know, there are so many ways in which you can build social proof. And I always recommend my clients to weave credibility through all their content in subtle ways, right? Not in annoying ways, in subtle ways. And that will step by step build trust with your ideal clients. Because if your clients are getting results, then I can get results. Eventually, people say yes because they want to get results. So you want to show them that that's actually possible and that they're safe with you. So another box, this is also a pretty important box. It's the offer box. The offer needs to fit their desires. So it's important to share about your offer, because it could be, it's happened to me where I wasn't necessarily interested in a certain coach until this coach launched a program that was exactly what I needed at that time. I didn't even have this coach on my radar, but because this offer was so in line with what I wanted at that point, and it was quite distinctive, I hadn't seen it anywhere else, I said yes to that high-end offer. And so the offer box is also an important one. Definitely share about your offer. Why is your offer so awesome? Why is it unique? What is it? How long is it? Is it one-on-one? Is it group? Is it do-it-yourself? Share about your offer, because it could be the box that your ideal client needs ticked. All right. That was what I wanted to share with you today. I'm not saying these are all the boxes, but this is for sure a really, really big part of the boxes that your ideal client needs to have ticked before they say yes to your offer. And make sure that these boxes get ticked before people get on a sales call with you. That's what makes a sales call feel easy. That's what makes a sales call flow. And that's when the chances of your potential client saying yes increase drastically. So work on that. I would work on that every single day if I were you. So thank you for listening. If you liked this podcast, or maybe you're liking my podcast in general, I would love it if you would leave a 5-star review on Spotify. It's super easy. You literally just need to tick the stars and it's done, and you would help me tremendously. Thank you so much in advance, and until the next one. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.